Let's go to finance. And a recovery in the US housing market seems to be gathering steam. House prices in November were up 5.5% on a year ago. Now, that's the fastest rise since the market crash began in 2006.
But it's not all good news for the US economy. Separate data suggests consumer confidence took an unexpected dip in January. It fell sharply to its lowest level in more than a year. The fall coincided with rises in income and payroll taxes.
France's Labour minister has caused a political storm by describing the country as totally bankrupt. Now, he later backtracked, saying he was speaking about the past and was all a joke.
The finance minister was quick to label the comment as inappropriate. French President François Hollande has promised to reduce the country's deficit to below 3% of output by the end of the year.
Let's go to the markets. The Dow and the S&P 500 both rose about 0.5%. The Nasdaq was steady, though, and in London overnight, the FTSE was up 45 points. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $98 a barrel, Tapis crude's at $121 a barrel, and gold is worth $1,663 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 105 US cents, 78 euro cents, and 66 pence sterling.